least favorite one?
You know why Miami is not... for me...
Because it's ghetto.
It's not even that it's ghetto. There's nobody to root for other than Amaria. Amara. Yeah. I don't know why I called her Amara. I said it's so suburban. Amaria. Is that your name? What's up, 1515 AI Probably Presents the Rundown, Love & Hip Hop Miami, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
Ooh, let's just get into it.
All right, this episode is called Trick or Treat. Yo, you know how weird it is that we watch Love & Hip Hop and we know they film constantly. We never get any holidays. They don't do a Halloween.
Never a holiday.
And I know
you are absolutely right.
And I get it. They're never gonna air on the holiday, but my mind works. I understand, like, oh, this was Thanksgiving. They all did something for this, or this was Christmas, or this was the 4th. Nothing. They don't do even Halloween. Like, how do y'all have anything? All right. So we start off with Trina looking for more talent for this. I don't know what this is supposed to be. Here's the thing too, and this is why I'm confused, because she says that let me explain this. So she's looking for more talent. She has Sukiyan, I forgot the other girl's name. So she visits Hood Brat. I thought it was Hood Rat, but it was Hood Brat.
I did too, and I was like, I can't believe her stage name is Hood Rat. I thought it was Hood Rat when they like first was introducing her.
Yeah. And then I thought, even here's the thing, people who are from the hood, quote unquote, be like, yo, you got to stop having that hood mentality. You got to grow up. You got to get away from that. You can
not
go.
Not a single person on this show has lost this mentality.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, like, yo, you can get back to the hood, but the hood going to swallow you. It don't care about you. There's going to be some new dudes that want to rob you, whatever. With that said, you know what other people say? Yo, if you're going to have a stage name, get a stage name you can grow with. Now, I get it. There are tons of littles. Lil Wayne is still rocking. He's the same age as me, right? He's about to be 40. But Hood, I'm not seeing Hood Brat when she 40. Like, that is like, yo, were you? I'm like, that name is not aging with you at all. She could have been Lil Brat, but she don't look little at all.
Then you got Dub Brat.
But there's tons of dolls. She could be a Hood Doll.
No more dolls.
Yo, was it me or did she look old as hell in them throwback pictures? How old is Hood Brat?
That's a good question.
And she looked old when she was bartending.
But you know what's funny? Because she was like, when I was a kid, when Trina was doing, I was like, a kid? You couldn't have told me you wasn't a smooth 3 years under Trina. Like,
yeah,
that's all I got.
But even if she was a kid, I mean, Trina, that was 98, 99. If you were 10, well, you about 30, right? Yeah, it's been, yeah, 32. I think 32. I don't do math that quickly, especially when it comes to years. Because I know 20 years from 1998 to 2018, which is wild. The 1998 people are 20 years old.
Let me tell you, I know, because 98, my nephew was born, and that man about to be 22.
Yo, I found out this. It blew my mind. We are the same amount of time away from 1990, which is 30 years ago, from 2050. And 2050 sound like the future to me. I'm like, 30 years away from 2050? 1990 yeah. Feel like, oh yeah, I remember the 90s. 2050 yeah. Feel like, yo. Then, yo, if it sounds so far away till you do the math that you'd be like, oh shit, I'm gonna still be here. I'm 67. Shit, I'm gonna be here in 2050. That shit is wild. All right.
God willing.
Yes. All right. So she Hood Brat thanks her. She's like, look, man, I need some more people. Come on my tour. Hood Brat is excited.
Feel like just throwing people on this tour. Who is this tour for?
I don't.
Nobody know these people outside of Florida.
But she was like, it's going to be, intimate, small. I'm like, but you want this person. When you see the video, you're like, she don't do small. She's not House of Blues. Like, no, she's at festival. Not festivals, but like, you know, she can get to festivals, but she ain't going to be there now. But, you know, if there was a Dade County Fair and, you know, we got some open talent, she can do that. She can do open the club venues. Then she casually throws in like, yo, my sister committed suicide. I was like, how do y'all do these scenes? Like, that is a weird thing to throw in at this part. And she puts her pain in the music. Not only does she do music, she does makeup. She bartends. That impresses Trina. They get to talking about Nicki Natural. Hood Brat has done a song with her. but she doesn't know her too well, which is weird because her brat goes, I mean, now her brat, Nikki goes to her when she needs to confide in somebody. You don't know me too well? All right, whatever. This, I know how this show works. Date night with fine ass Briscoe. Enjoy. She likes the bougie venue he picked out. It didn't look bougie, but okay.
Joy came off as if she had never been to a nice restaurant her whole life. Like, Trick Daddy has had money for some time. I would hope, even in the early stages, that y'all was going out to beautiful, wonderful restaurants. Like, you, ooh, child, this whole episode I thought just you was, made me feel like it was 1992.
I thought you were going to say, Joy act like she ain't never been on reality TV. No, Joy act like she ain't never heard of gossip. She really ran and with some misinformation. And then
yes,
we'll get to it. Did. So Briscoe was transitioning, being back home from a quote-unquote bad vacation. He reflects on the bad decision that stopped his progress, but now he is on a Gucci Mane glow-up. Joy is happy to be on a date, and he says, well, if Trick knew you was on a date, would it be a problem? He said, no, because Trick got Nikki. And he said, I kicked it with her a couple of weeks ago. He said, did you kick it? And she started grinding and gyrating her hips, or did she, like, did you kick it? Like texting, or did you kick it and she sticks her tongue out to perform a cunnilingus to the air? And he just said, we kicked it. This bothers me. Not that she tried to get to the truth, that the fact that dudes, yo, we kicked it. We used to talk, but talk and kick can mean fucking too. Like, why we just can't say out what we did? Like, no, we kicked it. It really comes to bite Joy in the ass, but really don't really, I don't know. We'll get to it. Trick invites Joy over for a talk. He feeds her, and then he ambushes her with Nikki showing up for this face-to-face because Nikki feels that Team Joy is always ganging up on her. She felt that shade was thrown at the audition, and she's not a battle rapper. And Joy said, well, you could have just performed another song. And Nikki said, well, I heard the streets said that there's people in the crowd that was going to boo me and cheer the other girl no matter how good I was doing. And Trick tells her, stop playing the victim. Then she says, well, word on the street is you Team Joy. And Joy said, well, word on the street is you and Briscoe was kicking it 2 weeks ago and he smashed. Okay, go ahead.
I just feel like nasty Nikki, natural Nikki, Nikki natural. Where did I get nasty from?
I don't know. I was like, where are we going with this? You gave her a new nickname. I'm
sorry, girl. I did not mean to butcher your name. Yo. Nikki natural.
Yo, wait. You remember when we was watching the super trailer for this? And I was like, yo, Trick's girlfriend looked like a kid at that table with Joy and Trick. Yo, nothing. And I know that make your teeth as beautiful as you want to. But I don't care how old you are. When you put braces on, you look so young to me. And she had no braces sitting there like, yeah. Dad, you supposed to be defending me.
It's just so much going on, right? Like, it's so much. And I just feel like when we first met her, she just didn't come off as the person that we saw two episodes back to back.
Yeah, they really cut that because she was like all sweet and shy and was like, I want to meet these people and be a part of your life. Now it's like, fuck
then
that shit.
Then we get her acting a fool on the stage and then we had her acting a fool in the house. And I'm just like, this can't be the first time we've seen this, like, not us, but Trick, seeing this kind of side of her.
Yo, she would not be played. And listen.
And then she wouldn't be quiet and listen. Listening is a very good habit to have because it can get you places if you listen. All she had, she wanted everybody to hear her point, but she didn't want to hear nobody else's.
No,
which showed her age on top of everything else.
Your Team Joy. She got one joke off, but she went back to it. She called them Florida Evans and James, have a good time. And then she walked out, but then she stopped halfway and Trick helped her the other half. Joy was willing to help too, but because Joy said her name is still in the deed. And I'm thinking to myself, what are y'all doing? Like, like, wait a second. You're supposed to be divorcing. Your name's still on this property. Who's paying for this property? Because listen, y'all about to have me team trick. Because if your name is on this house and I'm the one paying for it and you want me to pay your lawyers too? You wildin'. So she, I guess she get an Uber out of there. She's gone.
I was like, that ain't her car. That's definitely an Uber.
Romance time. I said the bed looked like it was cocaine 80 chic. That bed they had looked like it only works in Miami. That gold they was rocking on the headboard. MJ and Amara are sipping champagne. MJ wants kids. And Amara wants to wait till she wins Grammys, Billboards, and a street named after her. You don't get a street named after you till a long, long, long time from now.
I could see you trying to get your Grammy or something. You know, before you settle down. And I could, like, 24 or something.
Yeah, she's 24. No, she's 30. I think she's 30. Huh? I think Amara LaNader is 30.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know why I was giving a younger vibe.
29, October 4th, 1990. She'll be 30 this year.
Oh, okay. Well, ain't nothing wrong with saying I want to wait. Like, it's nothing wrong with that.
No.
How old is him supposed to be? Maybe he climbing up there.
Was MJ Johnson? Is that his name? Yeah, I can't believe this dude's name is MJ and it's not like Michael something. It's like E-M-J-A-Y. I was like, okay. I went to go check her. What's name? Are they really together? I went to go check her her IG. And I was right before this. And I was like, y'all, this is a real relationship. I want it to be real because he seemed really passionate.
But especially that last thing.
Yeah. So he think he's going to be waiting a long time because of the manager. And he wants to marry her and he wants to start a family. But he says not only is Julian hurting your career, he's hurting them as well. So Julian and Trina meet in the cover of darkness. I'm tired of these drug dealing meetings they got to do. They wear the headlights are the light for the scene. I'm eating under a bridge. Trina brought her manager. Her what, CEO was her role manager. I forgot who KD was. Julian apologizes for not reaching out when her mom passed away. But they get right to it. Producers and songwriters are complaining. The album got pulled. Julian, we didn't hear nothing from you. He says, listen, I didn't get $300,000 for the project. He shows the contract to Trina and says your name is not on it, which would... I feel like they were arguing. They weren't listening to each other either because she's not saying that they gave you $300,000 for Trina. That she's saying that...
Oh, that was another scene when niggas wasn't listening.
Yeah, because she was basically saying like, yo, I'm your star. So I know you went into the meeting and said, yo, I can do for you guys what I did for Trina. I got her on this and this and the radio. So you use my name. It's not like you went in there and said, I haven't been doing shit for the past 20 years. Give me a job. Give me a $300,000 advance. And here's the thing, too. I feel like if he listened to her, he could have easily said, you're right. Let me give you 30 grand. Let me give you 10% for a thank you because you didn't have to have me as your manager. You know, we both were working out just to make it right. So they argue. He said, why would I sabotage your project after 20 years? She says, I'm over it. And they go their separate ways.
Also, Trina felt a little salty. When he bust out that contract, like, this is not for you. You could just see, like, all that fire she had. It went down a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, she should have formed her argument around, like, no, that you were my manager. First of all, I would assume, like, how you disappear? Did she fire him? Like, did he go and get $300,000 behind her back, or did he get let go? I'm confused about that.
That man just left.
I like to name the scenes. And I named this one, huh? Oh, you pussy ass hoes. I'll go fuck someone, grandpa. I was like, what is going on?
Oh, the ghetto.
We get to meet, what's this girl name? Sukiana. Oh, yeah, we'd already met her, but Chaotic is recording her.
I don't know who none of these. Let me tell you something. I don't know who none of these women are. Every time I look at them, they look like somebody different. When that scene, I know we're not there, but that scene when we get to Briscoe's party and they all came in the booth, I did not know who these women's were, okay? Well, between the wigs and the makeup and Alpha. It was the busiest shit I had ever seen in my life.
Miami different. I'm just going to say that. Miami is different.
Hey, do your shit. Do your shit, Miami. 305.
But you know what? It's weird because as a person who listens to music, you want, because we came up in an era where Snoop Dogg didn't sound like Jay-Z. And even if Jay-Z and Nas were both from New York, Jay-Z, Nas, and Biggie and Busta didn't sound like each other. Right. They put New York in it. I feel like this Hood Brat and the Sukiyani, y'all give me City Girl vibes. And I already got City Girl, so I don't need y'all too.
All of them gave me, everybody was City Girl to me, like the whole thing.
Yeah, and not only down to the look, it's down to, I fuck your man, I take your nigga, he'll eat my pussy, I'll take his money. Like, y'all rapping about the same shit too. Like, and y'all got the same cadence as them. Like, yeah. Y'all gotta relax.
It's, we don't need 20 of the same acts.
No. So yeah, Chaotic is recording the Instagram superstar. My Instagram dry because I've never, well, she'd only be in my Explorer either. Single mother of three. They're trying to go.
I've never seen her on the gram.
Yeah, she's trying to go viral.
Not my age bracket is my assumption.
Nah. Tip shows up. I was happy. We got our girl Tip.
I was too.
She dismisses Chaotic nicely though. Like, look, I got to talk to her. She's the manager of Sukiyana. She's concerned about the music. Because she's ready to take it to the next level. She talked about how when she was coming up, she didn't really know the game. But now she's older and more mature. She feels like she can be hands-on with an artist and get them to go further than she did in her music career. They have a lot more to work on. Show people that they are they're coming for this Trina tour. And Sukiyana got big dreams. She said this is going to be the Trina and Sukiyana tour. Because she's the only one that she's heard of. On this tour.
I don't know these women.
Jazlene is practicing, I guess, for our cabaret show. Ballistic Beats shows up. He's proud of her.
Ballistic
Beats. He is proud of her. She is staying focused. But she does bring up Piggy Prima Donna. Oh, she called her Prima Piggy. Yeah, that's
Prima
what
she, Piggy.
But she does. She's like, I don't F with her. He says, hopefully, you know. Here's how you know the show fake. Because why are we conversing about somebody we don't know that is on the show? Like, why would we conveniently talk about it? So unless you know she's on the show,
right,
and you know you're going to film her, which next episode, she's like, because Ballistic says, Mr. Beats, he says, yo, as long as you stay away from her, don't worry about it. It seemed like Jocelyn goes straight to her. I said, why'd you... Okay, well, she goes back to rehearsal. Really quick scene. They could have kept that one. They should have kept
what
that for next
week.
What
was the name of this episode?
Trick or Treat.
I feel like it should have been No One's Listening.
No one listening. Lend me your ear.
I just thought of another scene where people just was not listening.
Nikki Natural stops by the bar to talk about Hood Brat. She gets off another good times joke by saying, damn, 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 damn. Tells her she got thrown out of Trick's house because of Joy. She says, and I agree with her. Joy should have put her to the side and asked her some questions. But Trick is Team Joy because she don't want to. Well, she says Trick is Team Joy because she don't want to have sex with Trick. But we didn't expound on that. She didn't say, like, how come? Like, what's the reason? Hood Brad said Briscoe is having a welcome home party, so you should pull up on him. And she will. We get to the welcome home party. Joy and Prima Donna drink and talk. Oh, God. Prima Donna, God. She got a pressure cooker, a waist training, seasoning. What?
She all over the place.
Yeah. I ain't never seen nobody put their name on a pressure cooker. who make the pressure cookers? Because we got one. Like, there's a really big company. I'm like, you going to take them all? Go ahead. Like, I know that Cuisinart does it. Who else be making pressure cookers? With those digital ones. Instapot, that's a big one. Shoot, boy, go ahead. Instapot gonna eat your lunch. You messing with them people. let's see. So she back on the scene. Oh, then Prima Donna peeps that Joy is feeling Briscoe. Amara and MJ greet them. They go and sit and talk. And this is who we get in order of who showed up. I believe it's in order. Hood Brat, Sukiyana, and Chameleon. Chameleon? It's Million. Chameleon, maybe that's her name? AKA Miss Twerk for Jesus. She says if you twerk for Jesus, he would tip you more than these niggas. If y'all thought that was too much, She says, I'm here for Briscoe because I ain't sucked dick in 7 weeks. Ooh.
I didn't even hear that part.
They got to talking about sucking dick.
I did not even hear that part.
They got to talking about, you suck a little dick, suck a dick, and they had to keep bleeping it out. And MJ was like, baby, we leaving. This is not our crowd. He got Amar and they walked off. Briscoe addressed the crowd. Then he came down and hugged Joy. He said, I'm happy you came. And Joy says, listen, Briscoe, I got to tell you what had happened. But before he did, Nikki came and said, so we fucked? And we went to commercial break. We came back. Briscoe said, I just said we was kicking it. And so then she said, Joy said, well, maybe I misunderstood because I kind of, you know, threw it out there. Did y'all have sex? And you didn't say no. So then Briscoe said, finally admit he did not smash. And Joy said, you can go back to trick. And old girl said, no, I'm done. So that was that. Joy is too old for misinformation. Joy is too old to run and go and tell people things. And Joy is too old to be on a date with a man who can't use his words. The moment he said, oh, we was kicking it. What that mean? Kicking it can mean about, and he don't explain, get out from that bougie ass restaurant that you and leave. Like, what are we doing, Joy? Don't be messy this season. Golly, just get your divorce. Focus on that. You shouldn't be, how you out here dating and you ain't divorced? What happened if you fall in love?
I mean, Trick is too, though.
Oh, Trick don't want a divorce. She wants a divorce. She's just causing problems. We end with...
But he don't want Joy.
Confusing. We end with Shay saying, hi, brother, no sister, to Amara. Shay and Amara talk about the JoJo situation.
No, they don't. They do not.
Shay said, I wouldn't do that to you. I want to, you know, put you in a situation with somebody you don't like.
Listen.
Nope. She said,
because if you'd have let her get a word in, you would have heard how she dismissed her. And yeah, that whole argument would have been done.
Yeah, because she was like, yo, I heard you talking about you miss her. She's like, I do miss her, but I wasn't trying to get a friend. No, go be her friend then. So what are we doing? Y'all fucking too? Like, what's going on? In this shape, but here's the problem. Shay said, I'm not saying you can't be friends with anybody. I'm just saying a friendship with her would affect us. Okay. Like, oh my God. They put this in News and Rumors, but there was an Instagram video of them hanging out. Like I said, they got back to following each other. I don't know the story with this. It's just you know how they said that on Love & Hip Hop, you signed a 3-year contract. I really hope this is Amara's last year. Like, you got to get off this show. They're doing you dirty the last, like, boy, your first year was a year to be done. But she was like, damn it, I got to.
I think that was her most, like, boom, like, yep. After that, she should have been gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then these next year, too, I just feel like all we should have been seeing is you working, like, on stage, performing, doing stuff. Because, like, I don't know, I feel like these couple of seasons, although we see you working, they're just, it's not great. It's like this storyline that I don't really want to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the other storyline.
Yep. Let's see. Shay. So Shay called her stupid, dumb, dumb, naive. MJ tries to talk to Shay. Julian walks in, tells her about and sits down next to Amari, tells her about the conversation with Trina. And MJ was like, yo, hold on, Shay. I got to go jump into here. He gets a one-on-one with Julian, says Amara's not happy with her career. And Julian says, ever since I've been there, it's been going up. MJ said, well, going up, then stopping. Julian, every situation is different. Julian is tired of explaining himself to everyone. MJ says, listen, man, I'm trying to marry this woman, have some kids. Julian said, good luck, because I told her no. Hell no.
First of all, who is Julian to tell somebody when they can have a child or not, number one, and then stand on it? Like, yeah. He was 10 toes down. Like,
yeah, he said,
you ain't gonna have no kids.
He said, no disrespect, but with all due respect. He said, no disrespect, but with disrespect. You the boyfriend. Stay on your place. So he's like, it's not going to happen on his watch. They both stand up. Amara's watching from afar with Prima Dama saying, you cool? You good? And he was like, yo, when you was drunk in L.A., try to slide into her bed. I'll let that blah, blah, blah. And then Amara faints or something. They got to get her an ambulance. And that's where the scene ended. So next week, Shay finds a new rival. And I don't know if she got a piece of weed, but she got something she tosses in the air.
Shay is quick.
Yep. MJ confronts Amara, and Amara was like, yo, I told you not to say nothing about Julian being drunk. Tip tries to school Suki. Jocelyn keeps the same energy of prima donna, and she crashes her party. So that is it, guys.
Ooh, child.
Jocelyn turned it up a notch.
Episodes of Miami we got.
This is episode 3, so at least probably 14 more.
G-bus.
Oh, man. I miss Prince. I miss Gunplay.
You know what it is? That's what. There's nothing else. Like, it's just so much girly bullshit and colorful wigs and thousands of chains. Like, I'm just like, I can't believe, but I'm like, I really am missing like Prince and some Bobby Lights, and I need another.
You know what it
over
is?
Here.
This season is you when you go to the club. Like, I don't know how it's been because it's been a while since I've been in a club, but I remember when I was coming up, and we would have those WGCI nights. I don't have no idea if they still did this, but sometimes WGCI used to come all the way to Aurora for some damn reason and sponsor a party. And sometimes it'd be like, yo, 16 to 21 or 20 or something like that. I don't know if we was in there with really grown people, but you know, when you're 18, you're in these clubs. But it would be fast on, fast on, fast on, fast on. Let's slow it down. Fast on.
There's no balance.
There's no slowing down here. It's just
it's just a lot.
It's a Lil Jon album. Well, no, Lil Jon used to slow it down. Never mind. It's not a Lil Jon album.
It's just a lot. It's a lot.
I just need a breath.
It's so much. It's a lot to look at.
Yeah, and they loud. I'm old. I'm getting old.
But that's what I'm saying. I was like, I think this ain't the age of this show, not my age bracket. Like, this particular Miami. Like, okay, New York got an older crowd. Atlanta got like an older crowd. Hell, even fucking Hollywood got an older crowd. You get to Miami, and I'm like, this is what life is like right now? I can't. This is too much. This is too much.
What? Your friends don't keep a calendar on when the last time they sucked dick? You wildin'.
This is a lie.
Yo.
So much.
Oh, man. Joy was
not. But I just think, you know what? I know I sound like I'm being shady. I'm really not. Y'all. I'm just talking shit. But like, this, I guess it's life in Miami. I ain't been to Miami in a while, and I definitely ain't been in nobody's club in a while. So
it's a stark contrast to Bad Boys. Bad Boy movies is like the best postcard from Miami. You're like, look at the beach, look at the nightlife, look at the suits Will Smith got on. This is fresh. Look at the cars. Then you get to Love and Hip on Miami. You was like, look at the look at the what color is that? Fuchsia? Hot pink? We rocking hot pinks too?
And no shade to the wigs, but I think that's why I can't remember who nobody is. Can y'all stay in one color for a while?
No.
I'm like, she had on pink. Now she got, okay, now it's this. And I can't. Well, at least I keep wanting to call this girl Nasty Nikki. Is there a Nasty Nikki somewhere? Like, where do I get this from?
I don't know.
Nikki Natural, she's been rocking the pink. So, okay, she had a pink bun up, and then she had a pink little long bobby thing. Okay, we got the pink. It's just a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot that I'm not ready for.
All right. That's the episode. You guys know what to do. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at iMeans with the Z Shell.
Check out Equal Opposites. I'll give you guys a review, of Bad Boys for Life. And we're going to be recapping the new Tyler Perry movie, not Madea movie. It's a Tyler Perry movie. Fall from Grace. It's called
Fall from Grace.
Yeah, yes. On Netflix. Live
on
and direct.
On Netflix.
Okay. Join the Facebook group so you can comment on that movie. Like the Facebook page. Check out the podcast. Until next time, I say peace, she says.
Bye. Fly me out, please. Ice me out, please. Take a bitch shopping. Catch me out, please. New whip, please.
into.